Zeichen nicht was Avi Murray, Jakob und Saul Pilchus, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Hashem, was Yeshua Falach. Okay, good morning everybody. Shalom, shalom. Okay, so I didn't want to leave this week empty. You know, like it's between Shavuos and before. So I figured we'd give some halacha shiurim in Inyane Shavuos. And I would follow the Sefer Hesoros Tshuva, which is one of my favorite svarim. And I have to give credit to Dr. Eliezer Schnall, that's Rabbi Schnall's brother, Dr. Eliezer Schnall, who asked me a shaila from the Sefer Hesoros Tshuva. And that got me into taking out the Sefer, even though this is one of my favorite svarim. You should know of one of my favorite svarim, Hesoros Tshuva. That's the Chasam Sofer's grandson. And he has a fascinating tshuvas, and every day we can go through a little bit, and we can be mosif on the on these inyanim. You have it on the Google Doc, Ezra. Yeah, everyone has it. Does everyone have the packet? The packet is labeled Inyana Diyoma Lachag Hashavuos.
Do you have
the
school packets or
what?
The school packets or no?
On the
no.
You have to bring your. This is a new era, the era of Google Drive and whatever you want to call it.
Save the trees.
Yeah, this is the environmentalists. Save the trees.
And save what you want.
Okay, everyone has it? Does everyone have everyone has their thing? Yeah? Sani, yeah?
First,
The Inyana Diyom L'Chag HaShavuos?
Yeah,
can you people let me know? Do they have it? You have it, Rabbi Levi?
The first one is Shomar Hatzayel.
Yeah. Rabbi Levi? I can't hear you. Is he muted?
I think I'm getting it right now. I don't have it this moment, but you don't have to wait for me.
Okay, is he getting it right now, he said? Haimovich, you got it? And Daniel, Albert?
Yeah.
And Rabbi Ari Mandelblum. Okay.
Yeah, it's
Egla has shared a file in the meeting. Oh, and Hagar Harav Jacob Silberger. Okay. So the question that Dr. Schnall was asking me was about, you know, the idea that we wait the first night. You know, the first night we wait, we are Mekabel Yontif early, late the first night. And that was the, where does this, you know, what's the whole story? Are there any coolers about this? Dr. Schnall was asking me, etc. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, B'yom Chamishim L'Svir Sa'omer Chag Shavuos, say that feel k'mo b'yontav shel Pesach, etc. So we have the davening, etc. So says the Taz. Look at the Taz. Machum L'Haskil Arvis B'Knisas Shavuos K'deish Yimei Asvira Temimos. So he says we're ma'acher to we're ma'achmer to start mariv, so the Yimei Sfira should be tamimus. Because we're going to have a complete day, so therefore don't make it earlier.
Discussion why we don't count day
15? Not right now. And the Magen Avraham on page 2 says, "B'leil Shavuos ein mekatshim al hakos hatzeis hakochovim t'chsiv t'mimos t'yena." In other words, the question is it a din in davening Maariv or is it a din in Kiddush? which one is it? So the Taz says that it's a din of Marv. And the Magen Avraham says it's a din in Kiddush.
We have to wait the second night also, because we get the Yom
HaShoah? Well, the second night we'll have a separate discussion on that. Because the second night is no longer din to be most anymore.
If the second day is actually the day of Shavuos, then you do it early, then you don't have Tumimos.
Right, but the Maisets we treat it as Shavuos. So no one's going to say that the second night you have to wait later, else we don't assume we didn't meet us on the second night.
Really, we shouldn't have a second day Shavuos.
Because there might be other reasons. The second night we always wait later anyway, so you shouldn't have hachana from the first day to the second day. But these are the two reasons given. Okay? So if you take a look in the Sefer His Oros Tshuva by the Chasam Sofer's grandson on page 9. So he has the following. She'ela. Im yesh li zoy shelo mispal arvis b'chnisis lel yontev shel shavuos ad tzeis chachav. He says, do we have to wait? So he says, Tshuva, inei davar zeh uva betaz u'b'chol kiachov. So the Taz of Chok Yaakov say you should wait with Marit. But the Magen Avraham says that it's not a din in davening. In other words, davening, you could daven earlier. It's only a din in Kiddush. Magen Avraham, Shom B'psich, Mevi Rak Shei Mekanshem, at Tzeis HaKachovim. Mashta, the Mispala, Arvis, Roshay, Kodim, Tzeis HaKachovim. Now let me ask you a question. How would you explain it? Why should there be a difference between davening and Kiddush?
Davening, you can do it any time. Marv, you can do it even when it's not actually Yom
Tov. Well, Marv, you can daven Marv on. What's the chiluk? Why would you say that maybe... So the Taz says, because once you daven Mariv, so now you're bringing in the next day. In other words, you're already saying it's Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, so then you're taking away from Sefirah time. You're saying, Chag HaShavuos Hazeh in the davening.
We also know by Motzei Shabbos that you're allowed to daven Mariv and say Havdalah while it's still technically you're not allowed to do Malacha.
So in other words, so Daniel Albert is asking, but the halacha is that you could daven Marv early on Motzai Shabbos. But that's only B'Shas HaDchak. In other words, just like this Plag Mincha on Erev Shabbos, so this Plag Mincha on Shabbos itself. But that's very much B'Shas HaDchak, to daven Marv early. From Plag Mincha on, So, but the Taz is saying that once you say that it's just like there's a halacha, if you daven Marv early, what does the Truma Sedeshin say? Then, I mean, we don't put on tefillin the whole day, but if you put on tefillin the whole day and say you daven Marv, already mivod yom, then you shouldn't be wearing tefillin anymore, because you sort of made it like Lila. So then you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. It's like a tarti desastri to wear tefillin after you daven marv. So too, it's considered ki'ilu the day is gone. So therefore, you shouldn't go ahead and you want to have a complete day, because you want to have this frame time of 49 days. But you want to have tamimos. Rav Shechter always points out that the phrase tamimos in the Gemara is only used in the context of the Gemara wants to know, when should we count Sphira? Should we count Sphira of the day or should we count Sphira of the night? If you would have asked me, what would have I said, told you? If you asked me, when should we have Sphira, at day or night? You know what I have told you? What would I have told you?
Day.
Day. Why? Why? Because Karbanos are always by Yom. You start Sphira, Yom HaViyachem is Omer HaTenufa. Omer HaTenufa is what? In the daytime. So this whole, why are we counting Sphira at night? We should count Sphira in the daytime. So to that, the Gemara responds in Menachos, because we want to have Tamimos. We want to have Tamimos. And therefore, if you count in the daytime, then you miss the whole night before. The counting doesn't work l'mafreya. The counting is mikanu l'haba. So if you count Sphira at night, it'll go on the night, and it'll go on the following day. But if you count Sphira in the daytime, then you miss the whole part of the day, which is called night. Vayera vayvoker. So to that, the Gemara says, since it says Tamimos, that's why we count at night. But really, you should count in the daytime. Korbanos, you're not allowed to bring at night. Only if you shechted the korban a day, you could be makter the chalovim on the mizbeach at night. But you can't bring korbanos at night. So really, Sphira should be in the daytime. But the concept that we use Tamimos for other things, like Rosh Hashanah to point out, that's not in the Gemara. Like the Vahag Shita, that if you miss a day, you can't count with the bracha, you know, anymore. Or this idea that if you shouldn't be daven Marav early or Kiddush early, you know. So that's not in the Gemara. That's like added chumras of the Achronim. That since it's at Tamimos, you know, but the Gemara never said that. The Gemara only said, I have to point it out, the Gemara only said in one context. And the context is, when should we count Sphira? At night or day? And the Gemara says at night, so this will be Tamimos. So that's the Tosa says, that it's, that really you could count, you know, from Bein HaShemashos, from Shkia, maybe even a little before Shkia. So it'll really be, you know, technically you see, as long as you count it a little bit at night, even if you counted 10 o'clock at night, right? So you missed already an hour or so, you know? So it's not going to work in the affair. But since you got part of the night in, and part of the, and you got the whole day in, so that's Tamimos. But really, if you want to push the envelope, Tosa says in Menachos, then you should really count like the first second that the night sets in. You know, we have a, you know, a lot of times when the Shulchan Aruch says you should be machmir, to wait till Tzeisach HaChovim to count Sphira. But Tosa says that there's a Svara not like that. There's a Svara to say that you should count Sphira at the beginning of night, even right before the beginning of night. So then you'll get a full 24-hour thing. And that's the real, then that'll be real Tamimos. But we don't, what? No. So he says you can count from Shkia, which is Sphira is the Rabban. So that's the only count. The Taz says what? You shouldn't daven Marv until Tzeisach HaChovim. And the Magen Avraham says no. It's not a din in davening. It's a din in what? It's a din in making Kiddush. That you shouldn't make Kiddush until the night. So why does the Magen Avraham disagree with the Taz? No, he's also saying Tamimus.
What is Kavua the Chag?
What?
What is Kavua the Chag?
Yeah, no.
Davening in the next day, in which case, so Mariv is the beginning of that. Or no, once you say Kiddush, that now we have a Chag. Now it's Shura.
Yeah, in other words, he's saying, even though we davened, and we said what?
We said
Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, in the Marav davening. And we said, davening, we don't say Shachianu by davening. But until you make Kiddush, Kiddush is the official inauguration, the official welcoming of the Chag, is Kiddush.
So
therefore, because Maariv, technically, as like we said before, you could daven Maariv, say, in Plag Mincha, and it's for sure still the previous day, even on, like you said, even, Daniel, even on Shabbos, you can daven Shal Motzai Shabbos, be Plag Mincha, B'Shas HaTchak, because the din of Maariv is more makel in the Zmanim for Maariv, which it feels Arv is Rishus, it's more kal. But the actual Kiddush, that's just more of a... So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, okay, you want to daven a little early in shul, the time you leave shul and it takes you to walk home, and if you make Kiddush, then it'll be a good shiur. That's the only real kippah that you have on the Kiddush, not on the Maariv.
So he would argue on the Kveger by Shabbos that you can kabel shoket when you say Kiddush and davening, that's Kiddush b'raisa.
If you say Kiddush and davening,
right,
yeah, so that's a right. That's a question whether Kiddush and davening is the right. That was to be spent a lot of this year talking about that. Yeah,
or just the Shabbos.
What?
It's just the Shabbos or Tiyan also that in davening is a better Kiddush. We said that you should be mekabel. That you should have in mind that you should say Kiddush by davening is a better Kiddush.
Yeah, according to the Maram Shik, yeah.
So is that also by Yontif or just by Shabbos?
By Shabbos he was talking about.
Okay. So we're not applying.
Yeah. Okay, then he says like this, V'yu and Shammach Zeh, V'ani Toma Ma'od Al Ataz. Now there's a famous machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal by Sukkos. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is on Hoshana Rabbah. So what's going to be? If you'll eat, if you want to make early yontif by Shmini Atzeres. You want to make early Yontif by Shmini Atzeres. So that means it's Hoshana Rabbah now, and Shmini Atzeres is about to come, and you want to make early Yontif. So is there any issue in that? So the Marshal says, he says, what does he say? That you shouldn't ein lechol b'sukkah b'lel shmiat tzeres im huaday in yom. But if you're going to make an early yontif on Hoshana Rabbah for mekabel shmiat tzeres, so what are you going to do? You're eating, so you'll be eating in the sukkah l'chora because you're doing it b'bod yom. So we say you're in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a Vaday Chiv to sit in the Sukkah on Shal Hoshana Rabbah, and on Shmini Atzeres you don't eat in the Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. So now you're making Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres, and it's Vaday Yom. So L'chor, if you can eat in the Sukkah, you have to make Leishiv a Sukkah. But since you're Mekabel Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, so how could you make the Bracha of Leishiv a Sukkah? Because you're already Mekabel Shmini Atzeres. So he says, therefore, he can't do it. So wait, don't make early Yontif. Don't make early Yontif. Because then you can't eat in the Sukkah. Because where are you going to eat? To eat at home won't be proper because it's still Sukkahs. To eat in the Sukkah won't be proper because you're going to have to make you're gonna make Kiddush, and you say Shmini Atzeres. But how is it gonna work? You're gonna make a Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres and make a bracha of Leitshei Basuk also? That's a stira. So the Marshal says, so don't do it. You gotta wait till night to make Kiddush. On that's what the Marshal says. But the Taz disagrees. Atasham Kochogol Cholakaze, the Vada Mishamosiv Michol Al Kodesh, who also al Pitzivoy Terasenu. He says, since there's a mitzvah to be what of Tosefis, who also al Pitzivoy Terasenu, Kvarholach Minor Cholasayom. So then it's like night. So basically he's saying so what is he saying to do then according to the Taz? You can make Kiddush. Where are you going to make Kiddush?
Your house.
In your house. You're going to make Kiddush in your house. You make Kabbal Shmini Atzeres, and now you don't have a Chiv Sukkah anymore. Even though it's still Sukkahs. So he says the Kabbalah's Kiddush makes it Laila, and that takes away the Din Sukkah. So now, go ahead and make Kabbal Shmini Atzeres early. And that's it. And then you'll say Shmini Atzeres, and you won't make Leishe B'Sukkah because you'll be eating in the house. According to the Marshal, you have no place to eat. Because the Marshal says you can't eat in your house. Because it's Sukkahs. So you can eat in the Sukkah, but you can't eat in the Sukkah. Because you're going to say Kiddush, and then how could you make a Leishe B'Sukkah? So according to Marshal, there's no place to eat. You can't eat in the house, you can't eat in the Sukkah. According to the Taz, you'll be Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, and you'll eat in the house. So that's the Machlokes, Taz and Marshal by Shmini Atzeres. So he says like this, so he says, according to what we paskin, l'may de maskin b'shulchan aruch, the Tosef Shabbos avi d'oraisa. That we paskin, the Tosef Shabbos is d'oraisa. Chitzchus of Magen Avraham, hachanami Tosef Yotiv is d'oraisa. Yofin b'Rosh Hashanah. Posetesh tishbu Shabbatchem. Ob mishar d'Rosh Hashazal, from Gorb Gamkin B'taz. Tosef Yotiv b'shminas avi d'oraisa. And Cain, who had din b'shavuos, so Chorah Shavuos also Tosefes Yodiv is Daraisa. So therefore, there should be no problem in making early Shabbos on early Yontif on Shavuos. He says, just like the Taz Paskin, you can make early Yontif on Lat on Shmini Atzeres, and you have a bigger problem than you do on Shavuos. Because there's Mamash Achiv Sukkah now. Midoraisa. But the Kabbalah Shabbos is Doraisa. Kabbalah Yontif is Doraisa. It takes away the Sukkah. So too, it shouldn't be a problem of Tamimos. Why? Because L'chora, if the Torah is saying there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Yontif early, to Mekabel Shabbos early, so that must mean that Tamimos goes up to that point. So even though you're not getting a full day, but it's the same Torah that is Mechayev me and Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yotiv, and the same Torah is saying to Mimos, but the same Torah is also saying that you have to be Mekabel early. So therefore, it's not a problem. I'll be Mekayev to Mimos because I'll have the whole day until this man of Tosefes, but the Torah tells me to do Tosefes. In other words, the Torah is telling me two things. which seemingly are contradictory. They say Sheva Shabbos is to Mimos, and then but the Torah is also saying to be Mekabel Shabbos and Yontif early. So what must be the answer? The answer must be that when the Torah is saying to Mimos, it means up till the Yontif, and if the Torah is saying Yontif means Tosefes Yontif, so it'll mean up to Tosefes Yontif, and it'll be fine. So he's saying that. So the same. So he's bothered the sorcerer. Over. It's the same Taz who was able to get out of it in Sukkos. Why is there a problem on Shavuos? The Taz is letting me make an early Shmini Atzeres. So why can't I make an early Shavuos? You can who are the Shavuos? Have you Tosefes Yontif Doraisa? You can name a Gamkin Hapeh Hakodesh, meaning the Holy Mouth, meaning the Torah. Hapeh Hakodesh Omar to Mimos Tiena, who Atzmot Siva Lahosif Mechol Al Hakodesh. You can Kiyim Bezem Mitzvos to Mimos Ad Kabbalas Yontif. Miyachi Kibbal of Yontif Cholav Over Oso Yom. Wow. Ukvar Hischil. Yom Acher and Iskayim Bezet Mimos. Ki Oso Yom Acheron Einenu Kmo Shai Yimei HaSvira. El Yomi Magia Ad Kabbalas Yontif. In other words, every day has to be Tamimos. And the last day has to be Tamimos. But the Torah is telling me I'm supposed to make Kabbal early. So that means, must mean, that Tamimos means until Kabbalas Yontif. So maybe you could say no, fakir. Since there's a mitzvah of Tamimos, so maybe that tells you that there's no Tosefes on Shavuos. He said, but we don't find that in Shas and Poskim, that there's no mitzvah. But we don't find such a thing. So that's his word. His word is that the Yontif still, there's still a mitzvah, and there's still Tamimos, so therefore there should be no problem. The problem is that but the Taz himself didn't say that. In other words, he's saying that's what Taz should have said. But L'maisa, the Taz says that you shouldn't even daven Ma'ariv early. In other words, this is the Hisavras Tshuva's Taina. He wants to out-taz the Taz, so to speak. He wants to out-taz the Taz by saying that you, Taz, you permitted Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, and even though the Marshal says there's no way to do it. There's no way to do it. Because where are you going to eat? If you Mekabel early, you still have to eat the Sukkah. But if you eat the Sukkah, but you can't make the Bracha. In other words, it's never proper to do a mitzvah without making the bracha on the mitzvah. And here you're going to be doing the mitzvah because you have to eat the sukkah. He doesn't hold like the Taz that once you mekabel Shmini Atzeres, so the mitzvah sukkah, how could you be mafkia mitzvah? Right? It's a big chiddush what the Taz is saying. I'm mekabel, so now I took away the mitzvah of sukkah.
What about bringing Shabbos early in tefillah? Like if somebody didn't have tefillah, please bring it early.
So my good friend Rabbi Ari Mandelblum was saying, but so anyone who's mekabel Shabbos early, aren't they mafkia the mitzvah of tefillin?
Like
okay, we don't think about it because we don't put on tefillin the whole day, but really there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and if you would be a person who's wearing tefillin the whole day, so then
what if the community brings it in early, but you just have.
So how do you bring in Shabbos early? Aren't you mafkia the mitzvah of tefillin? That's what Ari Mandelblum is asking. The Heilige Ari Mandelblum is asking, how can you be mafkia tefillin So how do you have a Mekabel Shabbos early? So it must be, what's the answer? It must be. But the Torah says to do that. The Torah says there's a mitzvah. So then the Torah is telling me that you don't have to worry about being mafkiya tefillin. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is said until, not until Shabbos, but until Tosefta Shabbos. So that's the mitzvah. Okay, according to the Rambam, maybe differently, like we said. Yeah.
So is there no Tosefet by Shkruot?
So he's saying, but he's saying the Chorah. I mean, if someone is saying, oh, it's, you know, it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's not, but simple shot is there is Tosefet. Because it's the Tosefet of every Shabbos, unless you hold like the Rambam, that there's only Tosefet by Yom Kippur. But we hold that there's Tosefet Shabbos, Tosefet Yotiv. So there is Tosefet. So therefore, that's what he's saying. That he's saying he doesn't understand why the Taz is so upset, you know, that you can't even daven Maariv early. What's the problem? You'll daven Maariv early, you'll make Kiddush even early, and it'll be Tamimos, and you'll be Mekayim Tosefus, and it'll still be Tamimos, because maybe Tamimos means that till, not till Shavuos, but till Tosefet Shavuos. So therefore, the Soros Tshuva says, you know, even though the Soros Tshuva is agreeing that he's going against the Poskim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, but he's saying that it shouldn't be a problem. The same Torah that says to do this, says to do this. So there's not a problem. You know what it reminded me? It reminded me of an Aruch HaShulchan. There's a big question in the post, because those who were in my need this year heard this discussion of as a married couple's bedroom chayiv in mezuzah, because the married couple is going to cohabit together, and you're not allowed to be cohabit in front of svarim, in front of the varim shuba kedusha. So what do you do? So different terutz. But the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not a problem. Because the same Torah that tells me to put on a mezuzah is telling me that there's a mitzvah to be with your wife. So what must be? Must be that it's not a problem. In other words, these two mitzvahs conflict. So the answer is they don't conflict. Because if the Torah is saying to be with your wife, and the Torah is saying to put a mezuzah on the door, so the two things don't conflict.
Rebbe, there are some mitzvot that involve some kind of, you know, disgusting actions, like, you know, sometimes going to the doctor, I don't know, you might have to undress yourself, and you wouldn't say that you can do that in front of a Sefer Torah or something like that. So some mitzvot contain elements that are disgusting that we wouldn't do in front of other Devarim Shev Kedusha. So I don't understand the Aruch HaShulchan's answer.
No, because who says that that's... talk about your own home. Who says you're in a room that's chayiv in mezuzah when you go to the doctor? Your own home is chayiv in mezuzah, that's for sure. But so some posts can say, but a married couple's bedroom is like the bathroom. Just like we don't put a mezuzah on the bathroom, so too, you're not chayiv in mezuzah in a married couple's bedroom. So we don't follow that shita. In fact, a lot of times they come to people's homes to show them where they can make a bracha on their mezuzah. In Washington Heights, sometimes the only room in the whole apartment that you can make a bracha is the bedroom. Because sometimes all the other rooms don't have doors. And you can't make a bracha on a room that doesn't have a door. And some rooms are too small. So sometimes it's only the bedroom.
You can't do the front door?
And sometimes the front door, a lot of times, is open into a little small alcove. So sometimes there's no... So if I'm going to tell them that they can't even make on that, you know, maybe I should. But the minig is to be the hole that you could put a mezuzah on and to make a bracha. Now the question is, do you have to do something special to that mezuzah? So the Aruch HaShulchan said, no. They can be mishamish in front of the mezuzah. It's not a problem. Others say no, that you should double wrap it. It is v'chulei v'chulei. But the Aruch HaShulchan's word is this: it's the same Torah that says to mekayim ona with your wife. Is the same Torah that's telling me to put a mezuzah on the room. So too he says over here, it's the same Torah that's telling me to have tamimus, is the same Torah that's telling me to what? The same Torah that's telling me to have tamimus is telling me to be kabbal yontif early. So therefore he says he doesn't think it's any problem even to make kiddush. In other words, the Soros Truva is saying, you know, the Taz says, you shouldn't daven early. And the Magen Avraham says, no, you don't have to worry about the davening, but you have to worry about at least about the Kiddush. And the Soros Truva is saying, no, I don't see why you can't even make Kiddush. Now, I'm not here to try to tell you to make Kiddush early, because L'maisa, the minig is to make Kiddush. Well, you know, late, b'zman, you know. But he's questioning that whole idea, the Hisoris Tshuva. And he's saying that it shouldn't be a problem. But I'll tell you another vort that I think answers the question. And this, I remember my friend Rabbi David Hertzberg spoke to Rabbi Wohlhandler many years ago. Wohlhandler from Brooklyn, he wrote the Sefer Gufei Halachas and Hilchos Nida. He was asking about this. So the Maisa, you know, the question is, what is the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif? So many hold it means you have to makabel it early. That's how some hold. But some hold not that way. I mean, Rabbi Bick held not that way. Others, that all it means is to refrain from malacha before Shkia. That you shouldn't do malacha up to the buzzer. You should refrain from malacha before Shkia. You don't have to be makabel anything. That's how some hold. So Mamel, if you don't have to be makabel, it's just the din of parish mi malacha, like Rabbi Bick said, that's what the Gemara says, mi badalt mar. It's only bodel mi malacha. So Mamel, it's not a... So therefore, it's not a stira, that you'll have a mitzvah of Tosefes, but you'll still... won't daven marv earlier, you won't, because Tosefes is not a din in being making kiddush, or according to some Rishonim, it is. The Ritva says you have to daven, you only mekayim Tosefes is bedvarim. If you make kiddush early, you make, you know, like this. But if you hold that the din of Tosefes is only, you see, because if you don't hold that, then you have to be makvid that every Friday you should articulate that you be mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. Some hold you don't have to do that because the mitzvah is only to refrain from malacha. So as long as you refrain, say you left your house 15 minutes before Shkia, and you're not going to do any malacha, you're not carrying anything, you know, or if you use the Erev, you know, but you're not doing any malacha, then you mekayim mitzvah Tosefes just with refraining from malacha. So if that's what Tosefes is, so then there's no problem. The only thing is, so that would be the answer. See, the Taz, when he was talking about Hilchas Sukkah, he was talking about eating the meal early. So to eat the meal early, then you're going to have to make Kiddush. So then, the question is, so can I? So the Marshal says you can't, because you're not going to be able to, if you make Kiddush, then you're going to have to make a Leishev, but you can't make a Leishev when you're saying Shmi Atzeres says that. So it's a problem. In other words, I'm giving you an answer to why it's not a steer in the Taz. Because when it's talking about Shavuos, it's just getting the mitzvah of Tosefes. So to get the mitzvah of Tosefes, it's not a problem.
Is it possible that...
Because you don't have to, you could just be bodel b'malacha from each time. But in Shmini Atzeres, it's talking about eating. You want to eat early. That's the question. Can I eat early on Shmini Atzeres night? So the Taz says, yeah, go ahead. Make Kiddush in your house. Finished. Again, assuming that you're not sitting you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not sitting in the sukkah on the Shmini Atzeres because you're in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's different. It's no problem. The Mashah says if you eat it real early, you have no place to eat. Because if you can eat in the sukkah, then you have to make a leishah. But you can't make a leishah because you're going to make Kiddush in Shmini Atzeres. So it's awkward. You can't do that. So therefore he says, that's what the Taz Lashon was, Lama Gozer Taini Sechinam. As he says, so you can't eat till night.
If the sentence is only abstaining from melachah.
What?
If the sentence is only abstaining from melachah, then why would one be able to have kiddush, even on yom?
Oh, so that the Rambam says that it could be, because we saw this year that the Rambam Shita is that there's no Tosefa Shabbos, but you could still be Mekadosh Mimod Yom because you're just welcoming the Shabbos, even though you're not being Mekabel the Shabbos. And we saw that Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva, whether if a person needs to visit someone in the nursing home and make Kiddush for them in the nursing home and then drive home after they make Kiddush for Shabbos. So everybody didn't like it, but so others that may, you know, I think Rav Harari said Rav Shlomo Miller maybe thought it was okay.
So Rebbe is saying that it says there's no Kedusha Shabbos by the Sugya of Shmini Atzeres and...
But in other words, the answer is Shmini Atzeres is different than Shavuos, because Shmini Atzeres, the issue was that you want to eat now. So now the problem. But by Shavuos, it's not necessarily you want to eat now. In other words, the question is, could you you stop? Can you daven early and you'll eat whatever? But the Soros Tshuva, he says he thinks it's not a problem. You could even make Kiddush and eat Mibod Yom. If you want to make a regular early Shabbos, a regular early Yontif on Shavuos, the Soros Tshuva seems to say it's okay. Again, I'm not encouraging you to do it unless it's some big shas hadchak, because the minhag Yisrael is not that way. But basically, that's what he's saying. But he's admitting that he's going against the poskim. But he's saying, but that's the vort. The same Torah that says I should moisif, and maybe moisif means you have to articulate or even make kiddush. But that Torah also says tamimah. So the answer is tamimah must mean not up to the buzzer of shkia, but tamimus means until this man that you mekabel shavuos, and since you're allowed to be mekabel shavuos, or maybe you're mechuyev to be mekabel shavuos early, so then tamimus means until that time. That's what the Soros Tshuva says.
Rebbe, do you think if somebody has a taina that I have a lot of simchas yontif when I have my children sitting with me at the table?
Exactly. So that, you know, so there's something to, you know, to be said for that. There's something to be said for that. Maybe, you know, all these chumras, but since, you know, that we would have to, you know, talk on a more private level of, but it does make sense. It does make sense because Lamaisa. In other words, these are only chumras, ba'alma, this tamimos and this and that. And the whole concept of Onik Shabbos and On Yom Tov, that's a real din. Those are real dinim. So, and, you know, I don't know, the time of the Tas, the Mogad Avraham, I don't know how that worked in terms of their, you know, how people, their sleeping habits and things like that, and how things worked there. But it could be, you know, what to say based on what we're seeing over here. But it's a fascinating, everything the Soros Tshuva says is always fascinating, always fascinates me. So that's the first thing. Now, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see he has an unbelievable chap that maybe there's another reason why you should make Kiddush late on the night, nothing to do with anything we said till now. A whole new approach, which is a fascinating approach. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Okay, so let me say hello to everyone, Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Yosef Katan and Rabbi Garfinkel from Tower 41. Is that you? Rabbi Harari, Nathan Bauer, Avi Hoffman, and Harav Haimovich, and Harav Ezra Hagler, and Jacob Silberger, and Daniel Albert, and Sonny Spitzer, shalom, and Ari Mandel, boom. Okay. Anyone who's going to be here for Shavuos, let me know. You know, if you want to come by, eat a meal by us, or something like that, if you can be here in Shavuos, you know, we'll probably eat late the first night, so, despite this whole shiur. You know, what can I tell you? You know, okay. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will continue, but tomorrow is going to be a whole new thing. But the Sar is truly, even if you disagree with him, it gets you to think. That's why I like it. It gets you to think. And anything that gets you to think is an important thing. Because a lot of people don't like to think. So it's important to get you to think. Okay, everyone should have a good day.